Well, that was an excellent team win this evening against a very good football team, very well-coached football team in the Kansas City Chiefs. Offensively, you know, really starts with Aaron Rodgers and the ability to keep us in an excellent run-pass selection and the productivity in the passing game, particularly in the red area, the extended plays. We really focus on the explosive gains. You know, as way we wanted to attack their defense, I thought we hit the target there. So defensively, I thought we played very well. The rush, defensive focus was stopping a run. The penalty area drives are something that we'll just continue to work through. And special teams, I thought we did a very good job there. We're 3-0. You have to find ways to win these games early in the season. We're doing that, but we're also improving each and every week. We improved this evening in front of an excellent crowd here at Lambeau Field. And with that, we got a short week coming up, and we'll get ready for San Francisco. We have a lot of work to do. I think it's obvious. Some of the things that we didn't do as well as we liked, we'll improve on that and get ready for the 49ers. With that, I'll take your questions. Awesome.
Mike, obviously you've seen Aaron Rodgers do some pretty incredible things over the years. The way he's able to take advantage right now, every free play, every defensive mistake, mentally, is he on a different level than even he's been in the past?
He's playing great football. Aaron's a phenomenal player, playing great football. I don't know how else keep saying it, but the free plays, unique. Really, his ability to do that, in the way it's practiced, and it's become really a part of our offense. You see the offensive line extending the play with the pass protection, him keeping alive, and he always finds the big play with the receiver. So I thought Aaron in the first half was outstanding. He went to some standard offense, slowed the thing down a little bit, but he's playing at a very, very high level.
Mike, how does he see everything, including 12 men on the field? What particular skill is that, talent is that?
Well, his ability to really process information is as good as I've ever been around, and I've been blessed to have been around great quarterbacks. So his ability to see not only what's going on their sideline, watching their communication, their nonverbal communication, their verbal communication, picking up tendencies throughout the game, able to apply it to future plays and in future situations is very unique. I think it speaks volumes to him in his preparation, now in his experience, and like I said, he's playing at a great level.
The three touchdowns that Cobb looked like they were the same version, the same play. What makes that play so effective?
Well, I think it's a lot of things in football. It's not always just a play. It's when you run it, and Aaron's ability to get to that particular play or that concept or that adjustment at the right time is really one of the biggest strengths of our offense. So if you watch the way we operate, he uses the whole clock, gathers as much information as he can, and he just puts us in excellent plays, and Randall was definitely the benefit of that. But, with that also, Randall ran excellent routes and did a great job, bulldozing in the end zone on the one.
Did you get what you expected out of Eddie tonight? How were you,
Yes, Eddie was, we really wanted to rotate Eddie and James, probably more James than Eddie going into the game was my thought. I want to get Alonzo started, so we got him in there for a little bit. But, we have to be smart with Eddie.
Mike, you talk about your pass rush. It looked like you continue to get really good push from your interior linemen, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had a number of players that played big time, Clay Matthews, Mike Daniels. I mean, the pressure from the front was what you're looking for. We continue to just fight, scratch, and claw, running the football, stopping a run, because, things like the pass rush, our passing game, those are the things that we feel we do very well. So it starts in the run game. We're doing a much better job there. I think we ran the ball well, stopped the run good tonight, and it's setting up these pass rushers to cut it loose.
You talk about Joe Thomas stepping right in and making a big contribution.
Yeah, Joe Thomas did an excellent job. Looked like he never left. We had him in there on the dime package, and that's really, why he's here. He's excellent player in that particular package, and I'm sure when we watch the tape, we're going to be feeling pretty good about how he played on special teams. Good young player.
Is this the fast start you had in mind, or is there more start to this start?
Well, I mean, 4-0 is the goal. That's fast start in the first quarter. I mean, that's what we're looking for, and we're on a short week. We got a football team that's coming off a hard loss. We're going out to their place, West Coast travel, all those types of things. So, we got to clean this game up and get on the 49ers Wednesday morning.
Mike, you obviously talked about the importance of wanting that fast start. It's obviously something that's difficult to do. What's been the difference these first three games, do you think?
We've had some adversity, particularly with players getting injured. I thought we really started training camp fast. That was as fast as I can recall a training camp going as far as the production that we had from our offense and our defense. The communication, just the installation phase was the best that I've seen. We went up to New England, played well, and then things started to, we had the injury in Pittsburgh, and then we had to kind of shift gears. So I really just give a lot of credit to the players because they've done a great job getting comfortable being uncomfortable because the schedule's been kind of up and down and back-to-back night games and things like that. So we haven't been on a normal 7-day schedule for quite some time. So we really won't get that accomplished until St. Louis. But really the players taking care of the little things and adjusting to all the things we've had to adjust to so far.
Two more, please. When they won the coin toss and deferred, in effect, your offense, the football, start the game, do you ever think that would happen?
Well, statistically, they were 100% deferred going into the game, so we were kind of, we were going to take it, and we figured they were going to give it to us. So I think that's just a philosophy of Andy's.
Coach, I've heard you talk about getting these young players kind of acclimated to playing in these big primetime games at night. Just talk about how this team has been able to respond for two straight games playing in this Sunday night, now a Monday night game, and able to respond and come out with two big wins.
Well, we have great veteran leadership, frankly. That's really the biggest part of it, what goes on in the culture of the locker room, getting these young guys ready to play. And really, everybody has a role, and our young guys have done a good job playing their role. But really, the conversations and getting these guys acclimated to the locker room and starting off really with two national games in your first 3 weeks, I think definitely helps your young players.